thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, in which you watch an episode of The Golden Girls with a funny friend, and then we break it down a scene, a bocine. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have a very special guest, the very awesome, funny, Jeff Wiles.
What's going on, everybody?
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, hey.
How you been?
Good. Glad to be out of the cold.
Yeah, my living room was pretty cold.
No, I meant Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. Yeah, you did. How long are you down here for?
February.
February?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Dodging the winter.
Sorry, Boston.
You won't miss me.
You're officially a snowbird.
Right?
Getting never, old, man.
Hey, never thought I'd see the day, but...
You pulled up in a Winnebago?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's full-blown snowbird now.
Oh, yeah.
So we watched an awesome episode, but before that, we usually start by asking our guest what is their Golden Girls background, if they have any peripherally, or were they hardcore watchers at one point. So tell us what's yours.
My Golden Girls background, naturally the theme song drew me to the show. Thank you for being a friend. One of the all-time great
of course.
Theme songs of all time, you know what I mean? And just being an appreciator of delivery. Dorothy has got to have the best delivery of any character. Come on.
She's so good. Yeah. All of them have really good, for what kind of jokes they write, great delivery. So did you watch it like growing up, or did you get into it later?
Yeah. No, I would watch it not like chronologically, but if it would come on, I would catch it. My grandmother would actually is the one that introduced me to it. Who's pretty funny herself.
Oh, nice.
So she had a good appreciation for comedy, and thank God for it.
Very good. And as we do with every episode, the episode is titled My Brother, My Father. It is season 3, episode 17, and the original air date was February 6th, 1988.
88.
Yeah, 88.
Yeah. The year I was born.
Oh, yay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, this is your, what's your birthday?
March.
Okay, so this is like almost like around the time you were born.
Yeah, man.
Right? Your mother might have watched this if you were in utero.
Oh, my God. That's why I felt such a connection to this episode.
It was absorbed into the womb.
She pressed you her belly against the TV screen and you...
Oh, God.
Angelo. Uncle Angelo. This is another priest episode. There have been a couple. And it's a very also a lying episode, there have been tons, and so there tends to be
and a family member visiting episode, which I think is every other episode of Golden Girls is a family member visits and causes trouble.
It causes trouble. They either want money or a body part.
Body part.
And so, as we do with every episode, Genevieve, would you do a brief synopsis of the episode for the listener who did not watch it with us in this lovely home of mine?
Okay. Sophia's brother, Angelo...
He's Angelo.
The most Italian man ever. is coming to visit from Sicily, and he's going to be stopping in Brooklyn but he wants to spend one day in Miami to visit Dorothy and
Three
Stan.
3 hours in Miami.
for their
small
40th
detour.
Wedding anniversary. So Dorothy and Stan have to pretend to be married. And then a hurricane happens all of a sudden, and then they have to pretend to be married longer. And also, Blanche and Rose are nuns.
Well, they get a part in the play. And they come home in costume while the priest is like, oh, who are these people? Hey,
look at the nuns from the 60s. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so we start, we go scene by scene. And so we start off windy opening. The leaves are moving, they're bustling. They got tons of people. A lot of people, like a lot of fans too,
shaking stuff outside of windows.
Yes.
Spraying windows with hoses.
Spraying windows with hoses. I don't know if the outside. Yeah, it was like a fireman's hose, kind of like in fans. It wasn't raining.
I mean,
it looked good though. It looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was.
Well, the thing that was weird about it was that was a week before. Wasn't it like a week before?
Yeah.
The uncle's visiting.
Yeah. So the store was a week long.
Yeah. Like. Everyone acts so surprised about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did the storm come from?
It's been a storming for a whole week.
I'm pretty concerned about the hurricane preparation.
Honestly.
And so Sophia is making lasagna al forno. Which is a very rare dish she makes. It's Dorothy's favorite dish, and it is a dish she uses for blackmail also, or a funeral, or a combination of blackmail, funeral, which is also very common, I'm sure, in Italian families.
I'm pretty sure that's like most of them.
They're all
blackmail, funeral.
If you don't come to my funeral, I'm going to tell everyone that you had sex with the corpse.
You came up with that so fast.
I'll come to your funeral, but I need lasagna first.
Who are you, Garfield?
Italians? I think Garfield's Italian, right? He's like lasagna.
He doesn't have an accent though.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Not like our boy. Not like the priest.
Right. When they made him into cartoon and then into a movie, they chose like this humdrum American.
Yeah, he was like an Eeyore type.
Yeah, he was very bored. Yeah. Which for a cat that is so animated. Anyway, I'm getting to a tangent already. 5 minutes in. I'm sorry. So Blanche comes in with Rose, and she's very upset because the director of the play, it's a community theater, I'm assuming, didn't cast her in the lead of Sound of Music. And she got cast smaller roles, but she usually gets the lead because she fucks the director, who apparently is no longer the director. And there's been a whole episode about the community theater.
No, it's a big part of their lives, apparently.
Yeah. They've done, what was that play they did? It was like a Southern play. It was really terrible. Jonathan really? Gregory episode. they set up that whole, like, the beginning of that story. Stan is at the door. Oh, no, the director is gay. Let me go back a little bit. The director is gay, and so he can't fuck her.
Right, that's why they have the smaller parts now.
Yeah, because gay men have no taste, according to Blanche. Anyway, so Sophia... Okay, so Stan knocks on the door, and then that's when Sophia's plan sort of... she confesses what she's doing. And so what's happening is that her brother Angelo, who is a priest, is coming to visit Miami for a few hours, I guess, because they said he has to leave in a few hours when she gets there.
Yeah, that's like a really big detour to go from like Sicily to like Miami to Brooklyn.
Right,
it's like, pretty much the opposite like corners of the United States, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. They're very far away. So maybe this priest, you know, maybe he's stopping first somewhere else. Maybe he's going to, I don't know, like North Carolina on the way.
Yeah, he's gonna get some North Carolina barbecue. That's
that's his dream, guys. But okay, so it's their 40th anniversary, and he wants to personally say congratulations, I guess, because he can't use a phone or right. call.
No, oh no.
And so he's coming next week, and so she said Sophia's trying to blackmail them with lasagna al forno. Doesn't work. So she gives Stan $50. She promises him $50, and Dorothy she threatens to invite Dan for dinner every week. And so then they agree that the next week they're going to pretend to be together because he's a priest. And I guess Sophia cares about what he thinks about her.
Right. They want to keep up the illusion.
Right.
Because he's made this special trip.
Right, for the 40th anniversary.
Right.
Which actually doesn't make sense because they, at the time that they broke up, Stan and Dorothy were 38 years into their marriage. It's been 5 years
okay.
from then. So it's technically their 43rd anniversary. But in this episode, it's the 40th, which doesn't check out with the timeline of their previous lives. Just letting you guys know. They fucked up. They fucked up. Anyway.
Also, a very short episode for Sophia. And what I mean by that is, like, she is very,
very
short in this episode.
She's so short.
Surrounded by everyone that's, like, huge. I don't remember her being that tiny.
She's so... Yeah, everybody towers her.
Right?
Yeah, Stan... They chose Stan, like, they chose this actor that is... that they had to choose somebody that is super tall.
Yeah.
Because Dorothy is huge.
Yeah.
Right. She's probably as tall as you.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, like... and, yeah. So he's, like, a giant.
But, yeah, you know... And also, her husband was very tall, like very small.
Right.
So, like, how did Dorothy happen?
Right. Right.
Another oversight.
And also, like, you could say that Stan is out of town. You could say, oh, he's in business
trip.
Right. I'm sorry he couldn't be here.
Right.
Like, no, he has to be here, and we have to all live together.
It is a very forced situation.
Yeah, and also Blanche and Rose can't exist in their scenario. Two women cannot live in the house.
Right.
Which makes no sense. Is there a sin where...
They're like ushered out the back at one point.
Yeah,
like, get out of here!
They're told to leave.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they can't have friends living with them. That is not, like, against any sort of religious code that I know of.
I think they were only supposed to be there for like 2 or 3 hours or something like that. Like they were only supposed to, so like we're like, all right, we have rehearsal anyway,
right.
So we'll just go. And...
Well, also you can't have Blanche around a priest, you know?
Right.
What I mean?
Oh,
some shit's gonna go
down.
Definitely
have sex with them.
Yeah, something's gonna go down.
Yeah, she'll melt first.
The nun outfit was like what kept her from dying.
Right. It was like the restriction between
like American Horror Story 2 when Satan is living inside of a nun. And so that's how he's able to travel through her vessel, like, because of her purity. Anyway, have you seen American Horror Story 2?
No.
Okay, all right. Well,
That sounds crazy, though.
I know. You guys should watch it. Anyways. I just compared Blanche to a nun being possessed by Satan.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it's still kind of accurate.
Okay.
Checks out.
Okay, so the next scene is Mr. Spring, a week later still. It is... still a week-long storm. Okay, and this is the Nazis are coming scene where...
Oh my god, so good. So good.
Yeah, so Blanche is rehearsing her role for Sound of Music, and Rose is running her line, and she starts screaming, "The Nazis are coming!" And then Sophia comes in and has like this
scurries through
like this Vietnam flashback of fucking like Nazi Germany, because she must have been like in her 20s, I guess, when that was happening. Did the Nazis invade Italy or take Italians or anything?
No, but they did take over Miami.
Oh, a couple episodes. There's like a big like Nazi there's a Nazi sort of like country club.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't. You were here for that one. Heidi was, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I was. I don't think I saw that one.
Missed the Nazi country club episode of Golden Girls. I'm gonna have to go back.
We gotta go back. Genevieve was on vacation. Mm-hmm. So then people start getting there, and first it's Dorothy comes in. She's supposedly wet. No one's wet. her.
That was strange.
Yeah.
On the windows, it's like pouring rain and things are being like thrown back and forth. But everyone that comes in is like, they're like talking about how wet it is, but they're like dead dry.
Right.
At one point, there's an umbrella that's like untouched with water. So strange.
There is a giant vent outside of their door that dries them.
Yeah.
Kind of like
they just stand under like it before they ring the doorbell.
Yeah, it's like, and then they are completely dry. It's amazing.
Very handy.
Okay, so then Stan gets there. Then Angela gets there.
It's me, Angelo.
Yeah, just continuing their tradition of never picking anyone up from the airport ever.
Right.
That's so funny.
Not their kids, not their elderly Italian. They just show up at the door.
They show up with our suitcases. I'm here for like a week. I have no suitcases. I'm just appearing out of nowhere. I just walked outside the airport and the storm just picked me up and I landed here. Like,
you gotta love like movie or TV magic. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Just have them show up. Who cares? We got a show to do.
Oh man. And so he's like, you look so young in a Sophia. And then she's like, you're lying. And he's like, don't worry, I said a 50 fail Marys. Epic fail Marys. And then he's like, I said a 50 Hail Marys on the plane so I could cut it loose.
It should be noted, his accent goes from like kind of spot on to just like cartoonishly bad in like one sentence.
Yes!
It's so strange.
And then he's so cartoony in his demeanor. Like he's totally. Like legs open, like sort of like hovering over you like a weird old cartoon guy.
Yeah, yeah. He does have like cartoon body posture.
He's very Chef Boyardee.
Oh my God. That is so perfect.
That was his vocal coach for his role.
Oh man. That's not how Hail Marys work, which foreshadowing fake priest. Uncle Angelo, he sort of is obsessed with their marriage, weirdly. Like he's
yeah.
You know, like I guess which is weird because if he wasn't a priest, if he was at the wedding, he says he was at the wedding. Wouldn't he have married them? Wouldn't he had like?
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
You know, like he was at the wedding.
Yeah.
40 years ago, like so he was pretending to be a priest back then. I'm assuming, right?
Oh my God! Yeah.
He's like. So, like that's insane to me. Like he was estranged from his family for 72 years. Anyway, so like I know I didn't even do a spoiler alert, but I'm sure some of you listeners, you know, don't give a fuck. But like he's not.
The show's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's been out for a while. But at the end of the episode, he's not a priest. So keep that in mind, okay,
our
listeners.
This is a giant spoiler alert.
Yeah.
True. It's
because, get over it.
Because outrage. Because outrage. And so, like, okay, so then they sit down. They have, like, a little catching up about the children. You know, Michael has joined the Philharmonic. In the previous episodes, Michael was this sort of, like a hipster musician who sort of just, like, banged chicks, on the road.
Like a rock and roll, like living the life. I gotcha.
He played a saxophone.
No saxophone in the Boston Philharmonic?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a second.
Right?
Yeah.
He just picked up another instrument and then mastered it. And he was like, took me a week, but you know, I got the trumpet down real good, so the Philharmonic let me in.
At the end, he just goes, wah, wah.
That's his line. Yeah. That's so good.
Oh, man. He's definitely lying. So they get into it. She's they start being dicks to each other, and so
they get into it real quick.
Yeah, right away. And
not subtle too.
He's like, I'm so upset Michael didn't want to go into the selling of fake dog poop business with me door to door. This is the first I've heard of this dog poop.
It was like the novelty business, and apparently, yeah, like, well, fake dog poop is like a novelty.
He used to sell like toilet accessories. Like, he used to sell like toilet seat covers
and chain link fence.
Yes, yes. And
so he's
so just everything.
He's just like sort of been
door to door sale.
Yeah, he was like a Willy Loman. Yeah. Like, he's just like selling whatever you can and get by. Death of a Salesman reference. Yay.
Got it.
So yeah. Then he's like, hey, he calls her like Mama Bear.
Yeah, the bear thing throughout the episode. Mama and Papa Bear.
Mama
are like
and
their,
Papa Bear were their
love,
nicknames.
Love words.
Yeah, which was very disturbing.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to maul each other.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to walk around with only a shirt on, like Winnie the Pooh. Or wanted to.
Or only a tie, like Yogi Bear.
Oh, yeah. And
I can picture that.
Oh, yeah,
he's got kind of a Yogi Bear body.
Yeah. He does. Then, like, Sophia's like, can I see you in the kitchen, Dorothy? No, I think Dorothy says, can I see you in the kitchen?
There's that
Sophia.
Great exchange between the two where it's like, not subtle at all. They're like, give me something to eat, Schnookums. And he's like, no problem, dumpling. And then he's like, thanks, sweetie pie. And then she's like, yeah, no problem, barf bag. Like, just escalates
yes.
it so quick.
She says, he says, come back soon. And she's like, my feet have wings.
Barf bag. Yeah.
So perfect.
Great line.
Yeah, that delivery thing you're talking about, that is the epitome of
that. She
could
have been a politician with the way that she delivers stuff, man. I mean,
oh, she
it's
could
like
have been
crisp.
The first female president.
Right. I would have voted.
B. Arthur president. That would have been amazing. She would have been like, she would have had to have been Bill Clinton in the 90s, probably. Or she could have done Reagan. She was famous in the 70s for Maude.
Yeah, she would have brought calf cans to the White House. That would have been great.
Rose would have been Secretary of State.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Sophia, what would Sophia be?
Sophia would be...
probably be like a general in the army or something.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, right? You can picture the helmet, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Secretary of Defense.
There you go.
There you go. And then... Blanche would have been
Secretary of State.
Just Secretary of State.
Just Secretary, I think.
Secretary?
Just yeah. banging everyone in the White House.
White House banger.
Right.
She
officially,
would have been,
yeah.
A fluffer for Dorothy.
She would have been Monica Lewinsky.
She was an intern, basically, at the White House. Oh, man. Okay, so then. She's like, I'm going to tell him the truth. I can't handle like pretending to be married for 3 hours. Like, get over it, Dorothy. Like, there's been episodes where they've like fucked, like, because they like were, the whole episode was like, they're going to get back together. Mm-hmm. And so like, you can do this. Like, you've slept with
him
recently.
Yeah, it was only a couple hours. It was like a dinner party.
Right.
But she's like overcome with this like morality that's like, no, I can't lie.
He's calling me Mama Bear. I can't handle that.
Right, right.
That's my Dorothy. And so the priest comes, Angelus comes in. He's like,
I need my heart of medication.
I need my heart of medication. And I need some scotch. 12 years age, but please.
That was a great line, though. He's like, oh, do you need some water with the glass? He's like, oh, no pill. Just a glass of scotch if you got it.
And then Dorothy's like, I need to confess something. He's like, oh, just give me the scotch and we'll go in the closet. And then I was like, what does that mean? And then I was like, oh, a confession booth, kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
That was beyond me.
It took, I barely got it this time because I watched it before. And I was just like, what are they going to do in the closet? Scotch. Like, right. That's weird.
Yeah.
Just going to drink in the closet.
Right.
Sounds pretty great.
Also, like, it was, I was, when like so that I'm skipping ahead when Sophia like grabbed his hand and like let's go sleep in the same bed, and then he's like, oh, fancy. Yeah. And I was just like, ew.
Yeah, you're creep.
You know, you're siblings.
Yeah. Wait, oh my god, they're siblings. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like they're
why? Oh, why does that line together? There? Ooh, fancy. Okay. All
right, we'll get into the sleeping arrangements, which drive me nuts, by the way.
Yes.
A little later. But so then Dorothy's like, I have something to tell you. And then he sort of interrupts her and is like, you know, I'm so glad that I disobeyed a doctor's orders. And,
classic setup. Like, and, before you tell me this, let me
heart
guilt
medication.
You.
Yeah, classic setup. It's always, I love that. Which is like, I'm going to tell you something. And then they confess something that prevents you from telling that person. Okay.
Totally.
What you need. And so he's like, I disobeyed a doctor's orders to get on a plane because of my heart and to get on a plane without the suitcases or anything. And like, he's basically completely weirdly obsessed with their marriage, I think. And so she feels bad and is like, he's like, what did you want to tell me? She's like, I want to tell you, come here, Pop. And then Stan comes in, come here, Papa Bear.
Such a weird. Yeah.
Like,
but his heart medicine is just scotch. Like,
he didn't take a pill, right?
Like, how concerned should she be? Like,
it's true.
Honestly.
Oh, so his heart medicine wasn't going to like take it with scotch. It was just scotch.
Yeah. I think he was just pulling a fast one.
Okay. So, okay. Like, never
who
mind.
Who knows with this guy?
I'm all freaking out. His heart's bad.
Yeah. But, at the same time, like, who is like, I want to tell you something, and then somebody comes in the room like, give me a hug, that's what I wanted to tell you? What? That doesn't make any sense. Like, from a writing standpoint, that makes zero sense at all.
And then afterwards, the scene cut, but after that scene, if that scene had gotten another minute, he's like, but what did you want to tell me?
But honestly.
Did you...
What was that thing you were going to say?
Oh, I wanted to hug you, mama. Oh, wait. Dorothy now has an Italian accent. I'm confusing them. Okay.
Don't worry. The scene is confused enough.
I wanted a hug. I wanted a bigger, better hug. Okay.
I think she's just hoping that he's old and confused and that he'll just forget.
Or some kind of like Jedi mind trick. She's just this is not the conversation.
She's like, let's go into the closet now. I'll confess to you.
Tell you all my secrets.
Oh no. That's still incest.
Right?
Oh man. Okay, so now it's like after dinner. There is another establishing shot letting us know it's still a storm.
Yeah.
It's a brewing. Every time there's something like huge in an episode of any TV show, like someone says, there's like, oh, like there's a jackhammer outside, and they mention, you know, that jackhammer is going to come into play later, or else why would they bring it up or mention it?
But it's cool. With each exterior shot, they do escalate the storm a little bit. Like you said in the beginning, it's just like windy, and then like later it's like raining, and then as like there's kitchen scenes, I remember where you see that pointed out, that thing's like swinging like crazy in the window.
They have like 20 prop people out there like shaking stuff. Or... Yeah.
Fun day on set.
And it's sort of like, it doesn't look like rain. Did I mention that? It just sort of looks like fire hose sort of action.
Yeah, it's like just water on the window itself. Not like you don't like see it. It's just like the window is wet. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
You got like a water bottle straight from the bottom.
Spray quicker!
Oh man. It's an after dinner sort of coffee. The hurricane is coming, and they're in the kitchen, and Rose and Blanche show up, and they're wearing like full blown nun outfits from like the 50s. From the 30s, right? Because that's when Sound of Music took place.
It would have been World War II, so 40s.
1986.
Yes.
But they were kind of...
It's an adaptation of Sound of Music placed taking place in Brooklyn.
But they look like costumes from The Flying Nun. From, right. like, the 50s and 60s.
Totally. Though. The headgear is
mm-hmm. huge. Sally Field. Yeah. I never watched Flying Nun. Did you guys?
Never seen it.
It wasn't on. I wanted to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I wanted to. I don't know. I don't know what could have happened.
I just wanted to know why she flew. Like, was
okay,
it,
I do want to know that.
Like,
this.
Oh, she,
is that a reference? Am I skipping far ahead too much?
Yeah, we skipped ahead. I'm sorry, but
there was that one line where she was like, "I wonder if the wind's still blowing. Yeah. Maybe I could catch flight." Is that a reference to The Flying Nun?
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Duh. Yeah. Way over my head.
It's okay.
Way over my head. I was like, "That's the weirdest shit anyone can do." Like, I'm gonna go try and fly.
Right.
All right.
It's
fun.
Almost like I feel like that joke was too perfect because there was a hurricane. Right. She was dressed like they started with that joke and then they built the whole episode around it. Like,
how do we make a reference to the flying nun?
I got this flying nun joke, man. Right. It's gonna work.
We're gonna have an uncle that's a priest. He's gonna come to town.
No suitcases
involved. Yeah.
It's gonna be a storm. Right. We got 20 prop people. They need work, man. Yeah. It's 1988.
What kind of really good at shaking?
We need some shakers and movers.
He shakes real good.
Sprays water bottles real good. And so they cut. Okay, so they're dressed in this nun gear. And then Angelo comes in and he's like, what's going on? He's like bewildered by nuns existing. He's like,
what are the nuns are doing here?
What are the nuns are doing here? Or I feel like he was afraid maybe that, okay, I'm reading too much into this, but like he was maybe like afraid that they would catch him or like quiz him on something religious.
Oh, totally.
Or like, or just be like, what? Like that would have been a great part if they written that in, you
right.
know. But no, like it was just we're here, which I did love the joke. We're here picking up lingerie for sexy needy people.
Sexy needy people.
Why were they carrying that clothes?
Well, I think that was their clothes.
Yeah.
It was like outfits or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So yep.
But still, such a good line.
They told them, get the fuck out of here for get out of dress rehearsal because...
Oh, no, the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hurricane. Because because it takes 1 week to rehearse for Sound of Music before you have dress rehearsals.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that musical is going to open during the hurricane.
Right, because dress rehearsal is like the weekend of when opening night, right?
Yeah.
I thought, anyway. Anyway, so yeah, they're really quick with this community theater.
They got really
express.
Talented people on board. Yeah. We know this play.
I guess the airport, Stan comes in, he's like, the airports are closed, blah, 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 we have to stay here. Then Blanche is like, oh, Jesus. That's a horrible Blanche. Oh, Jesus. There you go.
Nailed it.
There you go. And then this podcast is just basically me trying to do impressions of the Golden Girls.
Yeah. All right, you
know? But and then everyone else sort of like, no, Anthony. But and then that was funny because religion and and okay, so the next scene, they're on the couch. It's nun, priest, nun. And they're just very quiet and awkward. They have nothing to talk about. Sophia,
well, I think they're both. Everybody's trying to avoid the obvious topic of like, what's going on with God lately?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're all BSing.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was a nun, I would have a lot to talk with a priest about.
Right.
If I was faking being a nun,
right.
You know, I would be like, well, our convent, this, they did not Sister Act this. They were,
no, they were like straight up, yeah. Like, not talk to me.
Nuns do not talk to priests in mixed company.
Well, it did lead to that good line where she was talking about the last time that she was, or she's like, hurricanes aren't all bad.
Oh yeah.
Blanche was talking like the last,
she's like,
I remember one hurricane when I was married and everyone's like,
and he's like, I'm married.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean a man?
What do you mean a man? I'm just married.
Which is bullshit because he's not a real priest, so what do you care? You
right.
know what I mean?
He really,
well, I guess at that point you don't know.
Right. And so if he's not a real priest, like, also why do you care so much about them being married?
Right.
Like, there's,
he was just in the kitchen drinking scotch, like,
right.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Why don't you
go
all over
in the closet with his granddaughter?
Yeah.
Not, was it not, is it granddaughter? Grandniece? Grandniece.
Clearly he is kinda. He is the uncle.
He's,
you know what
uncle.
I mean? He's that.
Just niece.
Right.
Yeah.
Just his niece, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And so, yeah, so then Blanche is like, oh, Mary. I played Mary in the convent Christmas pageant. And then Blanche is like, oh, she had to be a good actress to believe anyone, to make anyone believe she's a virgin, which was like,
that was a good line for Stanley.
Good line for Stanley,
yeah.
Probably.
He doesn't have many.
Yeah.
He got shit on pretty hard that whole episode.
okay, so then Sophia's like, oh shit, plan's gonna go down. Like, the shit's gonna go down.
Yeah,
I need to get everybody to go to bed. So she's like, everyone let's go to bed. And then like Blanche and Rose go to Sophia first takes him by the hand to her bedroom.
So weird.
So weird.
So weird.
Yeah. I don't think that, I don't know. I don't know what to think, man.
I think it was just like, let's get these characters out of here.
Yeah.
To move on to the next scene.
I think they did mention that they all slept like four to a bed, like when they were kids.
Oh, you know what? That's so true.
So maybe
it's not that
that's their way
maybe
of being
it's a
like,
norm.
We know this is creepy, but they were poor, so.
Right.
But in Sicily, everybody sleeps together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was that one thing, that part in that scene when he's like, oh, look, it's Saint Assisi, and then she like pulls Stan's tie down.
Oh, yes.
And slaps him in the
Stan
face.
Stan like breaks character for a
right.
second, and then she does like the yank
yeah.
and slap. Oh my god.
Okay, so then Blanche and Rose are like, who at first didn't live there, and they were like picking up donations. Now they have bedrooms
in the
house, and so they're like,
so
we're
weird.
Gonna go to our bedroom too. And no one says anything.
Yeah.
It was just really weird. And then okay, so then
just a spare room with photos that look like photos that look like them everywhere. Oh man, how
yeah.
comforting.
There's photos of them all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay, and so then Stan gets kicked out back fucking in the doghouse, fucking on the couch.
On the wicker couch.
The wicker couch, which you can't fit into.
No.
Because it's like, one thing it would be if it didn't have those arms.
They're like raised up.
Raised
yeah.
up wicker.
Yeah.
Which makes it so uncomfortable to
you
sleep.
You can barely
on.
Seat three people on that couch.
Yeah.
And this dude's like, appears to be 6'7", like 230
yeah.
pounds.
They have Dorothy lay on that couch sometimes, and it's just like really awkward.
Man,
like,
yeah.
Well, you know, you're super tall. You
yeah.
know the stories
yeah,
of
no,
small
I'm,
couches.
I'm experienced in the trying to fit on a couch game. Yes, indeed.
Nice. I'm always cozy. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Forever cozy.
Forever cozy in a couch.
Oh, man.
so then then the next scene, Dorothy's in bed and Uncle Angelo comes in
out of nowhere, like his spidey sense is tingling
right.
that there's somebody on the couch.
I don't
he's
know.
Like, I can't sleep knowing somebody's on the couch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what gets me, is why can't he sleep?
Right.
Like, there's no reason for you to, like, invite him to your bed. Go sleep on the couch yourself. Like, I
well,
think
not only
he
that,
wanted
but
them.
How did he know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did he come back out?
It was like he was the first to go to bed, and then Stan was the last to go to bed. He got kicked out. And the last scene, it like fades out on him being like, and like throwing pillows on the couch all mad. And then literally it opens with the next scene of like the door flying open. He'd be like, I can't sleep, but knowing you guys are fighting.
I think he got up for some more heart medicine.
Truly.
He got up for more scotch. He saw Stan out there possibly crying, fake crying.
He's probably crying.
Masturbating, as Dorothy suggested he was doing.
Or crying and masturbating. Maybe that's why he was so upset.
He was, yeah, maybe both. And so
it's possible.
Or maybe he was just like snoring really loud and could hear him on the hallway. I hate having to justify things for these writers.
You know what
you
I mean?
But
it's
like,
it's a two-way effort. Like, you got to throw in a lot of money sometimes. But the jokes are so good. They're so tight.
But maybe he went out there and he's like, Uncle Angelo, like, you know, I want to sleep with my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
And one part becomes very Borat-y.
You can't help it.
I want to say, I said to my wife. And he's like, you know, you're right. You should have had sex with the Dorothy tonight.
He even does like the, you guys need to make up. And he does the,
he does like, like if I were like two lesbian symbol for like, donuts bumping.
Right. Yes. I love that phrase, donuts bumping. I hadn't heard that before.
Oh, it comes out of my mouth every day.
Oh, love it. I'm gonna bring it back to Boston.
Donut bumpers. And so, yeah, that could be probably the most reasonable scenario for that. Or he was just like, he just came out as like, you're sleeping on the couch. I cannot sleep in the house with the people sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, the way he phrased it was like he couldn't sleep knowing. Well, I think it was that they were in a fight or something.
Yeah, he wanted them to fuck. He wanted Dorothy to get some.
Let's make a million. Let me record.
I'll head in your closet with a scotch and want you have a sex.
You're both so tall.
I want to see you 69.
Like
your 40th interlock. Anniversary.
Please, it's the 69 on your 40.
This isn't sexy. It's more of my own curiosity.
He's the one in the bushes moving them.
Oh my god, that's why the bushes are moving?
Yeah.
It's like camera people. Maybe they're gonna fuck tonight.
He was like in the garden. He's like, I'll get you something to record. I'm gonna make him a fuck and then you're gonna get the good footage. Okay.
We digress.
Okay. And so Stan comes in and she fucking kicks him out of like the bed. He falls, does his own stunts.
Well, he's got another good line where he says something like, Don't get too excited, like I'm pretty tired or something like that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she like straight up like kicks him out of bed.
I need to get sleep. I can't have you gnawing on my
junk. I'm not going to be able to perform for you tonight. I'm pretty tired. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man Randy Savage. That's his move. So he has to sleep on the ground. And he starts laughing when he lays on the ground, which is really creepy because it happens like right away. Like he didn't have time to go into memory land. He just like lays down. Remember that time when I was like in the doghouse on our honeymoon?
Well, also a pretty strange line when she was like, he starts laughing and she goes something to the effect of like, if you're doing what I think you're doing, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
Which I think is like a masturbation reference, but I have never laughed while masturbating.
Right.
I've never been like, right. You know what I mean? Like,
I have before when I'm watching a funny porno.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. Like there was this one where like there was this guy fucking another guy.
How funny can a porno be, really?
Well, like, they do something really stupid and like weird in editing. Like this one, okay. Like at this one at the end.
I think we might watch these... different points.
Yeah. Okay, these two guys like had sex, and at the end they sort of held hands and walked into a forest. What?
All right. I can see it.
And then this other one, there was like this black dude was fucking another black dude, and then when he finished, they cross dissolved to where he disappeared. Like the top disappeared and the bottom was alone. He was just alone. And I was like, right, what? I sent it to Dana. I'll send it to you. Okay. I told her, Dana Wilson, friend of the show, she scrubbed to the end. I told her, scrub to the end.
Nice.
And watch it.
Nice.
It's so funny.
See, what I had in mind was like bloopers. There are a couple of porn things I watch. I'm sorry, my parents do listen to this.
We're 43 minutes in. Sometimes your mom stops.
That's right.
Early. Okay.
Yeah, she's out by now.
Yeah, she's out by now.
As soon as we started talking about the priest like recording them in the bushes, she's like, I'm done.
Yeah, sometimes they do that at the end. They're just like, and I occasionally watch some bondage porn, and there's just like them like hitting each other and laughing.
That's the one thing about bondage porn. I've always wondered, like, it's got to be strange, like getting undressed afterwards. You're like, well, we did it, and just like taking off all the leather and all that shit. You know what I mean? It's a hard cleanup.
Man, bondage porn. It's hilarious. And so then
tangent.
Sophia walks in, right? She walks in and she's like, "Oh, he tries to."
He's laughing because he's like, "Do you remember the last time the first time you made me sleep on the floor?"
It was Coconuts.
Right.
That the place?
They share a memory, and he's like, "Do you remember how I got
you?
Let me back in the bed.
Yeah. I sang Gershwin to you."
So he starts singing.
He's like, I don't know the lyrics to the songs. I can't sing it.
Yeah, no worries.
But usually I sing, but I don't know this song. But he lays down next to her, and she sort of like gets into it. She's like,
for a second there, she's like, kind of like, oh yeah,
ooh, pussy tingling. This is it. This is. Oh no,
I feel it.
Oh my. I sound like Bev Bighead from Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh Rocco, come massage my toes.
Oh my god, yeah, so creepy. So creepy.
And I'm ready for you. I love that cartoon because it was hypersexual. So then Sophia barges in and she's like, this is not gonna go down. But she's like, I had a nightmare. And what was it? Dorothy asks. She's like, this.
Yeah, this situation.
This is my nightmare.
Yeah.
So she gets in the middle of the bed. She's like, pretend this is the Berlin Wall, which is hyper relevant right now, at that time. Berlin Wall issues. Whoa. That's hilarious.
Right.
Then, which leaves Angelo by himself.
Right.
So he's probably like Sophia.
Sister's getting some.
Yeah, like
with her daughter. It's a lot of strange themes in this episode.
He's like, I cannot sleep knowing that Dorothy and Stan are sleeping without you.
Right.
Go and join them.
Go and join them.
Follow your heart.
And then he's like by himself, and then he watches bondage porn. He's like,
yeah,
what's his plan the whole time?
He's going to take a quick detour to Miami, watch a bondage porn or two. And then head on up to Brooklyn.
Watches the Italian Stallion. Sylvester Stallone. He just watches Italian themed pornos.
It's like Rocky.
Home.
Garfield. Garfield porno. John and Garfield get it on. Odie just licks.
Odie just like cries.
Odie cries.
Poor Odie. Poor Odie.
Oh, no.
I feel like a Garfield porno with just him getting more lasagna, more and more lasagna, and it's on a Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Like, he's indulging. He's just like,
Tuesday, lasagna.
Like, it's not sexual at all. It's just, like, more and more food.
Why did Garfield hate Mondays if he didn't work? I don't understand. He didn't.
Yeah, question for another time.
Fun. Anyway, another time.
It's a great question.
Not enough. Okay. Because John went to work. Yeah. Hopefully.
I don't know if John worked. Seemed not employed.
He was a comedian at night. John is a stand-up. Okay. All right. So, daytime. Still stormy out there. Through the night. Windy. And so... Blanche Rose still dressed as nuns, and because they have to like they're going all out on this lie, which no one asked them to do.
Yeah,
and like there was not part of any
they're stuck
deal.
in the house for a crazy hurricane for just a night. Oh, blew over, nice.
Right? Yeah. But they're still there. They haven't left.
Yep.
I think they just like the costumes. I think they're just like, yeah, this is cool. Let's lean into it.
Yeah, honestly.
So they're like, Blanche is on the phone, and this is the part where she's like looking out the window, and this guy's like a booty call, like calling her,
totally
come over,
but at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wakes
like she can't like that's her breakfast,
just,
man.
Yeah, just wakes up horny as shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, God bless.
I mean I wake up horny but not to booty call,
right?
During a hurricane, that's like very inconsiderate.
Yeah, the end of a hurricane.
This Walter guy.
Risk your life for average sex. Be right there.
She's been wanting it though too. She's been
true.
Like,
you could tell with that line earlier, the married line.
Yeah, yeah.
She's been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, when he confesses about liking big asses, she sort of like smiles like, oh, and looks at Rose like, ooh, he likes the big badonks.
Yeah.
And so then Angela walks in and catches her sort of like at the trail end of this sexual rendezvous discussion where, guess what I'm wearing? A nuns outfit!
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on? And Rose is trying to do damage control. Not very well.
Doing a terrible job. Just kind of like trying to make eye contact. Like, hey, look at this, huh?
Looking at my face, you can't hear the other guy. Yeah. Oh, Blanche. And then she says, Blanche realizes Angela is there. And she's like, he's a leper.
Hmm.
But before that, what was the reason she said that? It was
basically because nuns help lepers.
Okay.
Like basically, like that would be the reason why she's talking to a guy on the phone is because he's a leper and needs help.
Okay.
I think.
He's like, sorry, my leper is just calling random houses. Yeah. And I picked up the phone and I was like,
Right. He just knew the phone number. Yeah.
I feel like
home.
He just doesn't give a shit about them at all. And he's just like, whatever. You guys are clearly lying. Just do your thing.
Angela is
She's taking phone calls at the house. She's got a room to sleep in. You know what I mean?
This is what happens.
Everything is in the kitchen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. He's just like, this is some Americans. This is what they do.
This is how they live. Who am I to judge?
They just host nuns whenever they show up and try to get donations. Mm. And then they just stay. Anyway. He either doesn't care or he is just oblivious of what's going on, you know?
Probably.
Like, or just, like, doesn't get it. Because he seems confused.
Character. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then Dorothy comes in, and Stan and Sophia come in, and Angela is like, 40th, it's a shame that you have to be stuck here during this storm. During your 40th anniversary.
Mm.
And so Bro suggests that they renew their vows. They're on the spot. Just do it.
Right.
Yeah.
She like does a huge backtrack. She'd be like, it's cute and romantic, and this is the worst idea I've ever had. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like this is a good time to write vows. Like, I don't know, it just seemed like they, like, even if they wanted to renew their vows, maybe they should go plan this out, invite friends, you know. It just didn't seem like they should be like, that wasn't an appropriate time to do that.
Yeah.
And
they also just brush by that too.
Yeah,
the next scene is like everything kind of unfolds.
Right. So, yeah, it's the weird. Next scene, Stan is like, yeah, let's do it. I'm down. Like, because he's really impulsive.
Oh, yeah. That is kind of like the catalyst moment for him.
Yeah. Like, this is like, I don't know what happened with Sophia and Dorothy in that bed.
Yeah.
That.
Well, he's not wearing his toupee.
Oh, that's true.
Sometimes I find that he's kinder when he doesn't have his toupee.
Yeah, because the toupee symbolizes deceit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's his attitude. Like, it's his leather jacket, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like Frosty's hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frosty's
hat. But in a bad way. Like, it makes him like...
But he kills the hearts of people instead of fills them with joy.
It's like the opposite.
Opposite of Frosty. So then, they go to the next room. And then it sort of that unfolds that he thinks maybe this is a sign. God sent us a priest.
Oh my God, yeah. They go into the next room and he's just like going over all this stuff that's like, this is our moment. Yeah. We have to do this.
Gershwin, we should have banged. Like, this is totally. It. And so then... And Dorothy's sort of like taken aback. She kind of doesn't react right away, you know, but she definitely is taking her time with her words or whatever. And so then Angela comes in confessing. He's like, I'm not the priest. I lied to you.
Yeah, comes like running into the scene.
Right.
Being like, I can't take it anymore.
Saves the fucking day.
Right.
Right. And so he's like, Sophia's bewildered. What? And he's like, picture this, Sicily, 1914. And he goes into this story about how he didn't become a priest. Like, mother was dying. I promised her I'd become a priest.
It was like a deathbed type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was probably on that deathbed because his family's weird.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You were a dying me sleep four to a deathbed.
I cannot sleep with you dying on this deathbed. You need to die. And so she says he's on his way to the church to become a priest with his priest application. Which I guess there's an application.
And he stops for some Chianti.
Some Chianti at some tortelleria. I don't know what it was, but it sounded to me like tortelleria.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so he sees a woman, a waitress, and he sees a vision. And I see a luscious lips and a big rack. And then, what was the ass line? I forget.
It was, like, so round and firm. You had to, like, get on your knees and marvel. Yeah.
And marvel. Thank you to God that he made us such a perfect ass. Everyone's sort of, like,
it was
down
the booty.
For it.
Like, the booty did it.
The booty is very influential.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Was this kind of early in the history of people liking big butts?
I think, like... Well,
like publicly liking big butts.
Publicly, well, it was like 19th century big butts were in, like, historically. That's what was down.
Have big butts ever been out though?
Right.
I feel like it's just only documented.
I feel like the '70s were like that was definitely like small hips. Like that was like a very thin and like. I don't know.
Yeah, like heroin-esque models.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a heroin chic early 90s phase, but then I think they're back. I think asses are back.
Did they go
hashtag
anywhere?
Yes, all women. Including the curvy ones. But yeah,
So the booty did it.
He couldn't handle seeing all the beautiful booty artwork in all the churches.
Yep.
Like, he couldn't... he went to the Sistine Chapel and was like, oh, damn, you know? And so he couldn't, it wasn't so doable. Many butts. Yeah. So many a big curvy ladies.
It's like marble buns. He's yeah. Like, I want them.
yeah. The Venus in the chapel just gave him a boner. And so he couldn't, so he married, what was her name? Formica or something?
Formica?
Filomena. Formica. And then they're married for 72 years. This woman never...
Which is insane. 72 years? How old is this guy?
Okay. So 72 years...
They said it was like 1916 or something like that was when he went to seminary.
So he must have been like at least 17? At least 17 to become a priest.
So that means
right?
He's like pushing 90 in the show.
17 plus, yeah, 17. That he's 89. Sophia's 88, right? But Sophia was born...
Dude, he doesn't look a day past 60 though.
Right.
I mean, he's looking good. He's looking... Not Italian though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's Italian, so yeah. We'll give him 5 years.
Yeah.
For eating, you know, local Italian Sicilian food.
It's
right?
That olive oil, man. Yeah. It'll save you.
Sophia was born, though, 1905. So damn. I don't understand. Like, yeah, like, so he was, so she was seven, she was 9 years old when he, when her mom died. When her mom died, I guess. And, okay, so, I'm sorry.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
It doesn't seem like he's 90, you know what I mean?
No.
But,
no.
Whatever. TV.
Maybe he married her younger, like 14.
There you go.
And then he would be 85, probably.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, none of this checks out. Like, the 40th anniversary timeline doesn't check out either. I think everyone's just... doesn't fucking know
right
when anything.
Well, also I don't think they wrote the show thinking people would sit down and go over
no,
it.
No, that's their flaw. Their flaw is that they didn't
prepare
think
for the future. Think about it, you're writing right. A hit show, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Totally. I hear you.
There was no oversight on any of these scripts continuation wise okay, and so continuity wise continuity. Okay. And so he confesses and then everybody confesses we're not really married, and he's like, "Oh, I never liked him. He was always a yutz."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "If you didn't like, why did you make everyone suffer?"
Right. His character's all over the place.
Yeah,
like he wants them to sleep together, and he's like flying in for like a day trip to Miami to like wish them a happy 40th, and then it's just kind of like, yeah, I didn't like him.
Yeah, and then was he on a 4-hour layover? Is he was like, oh, might as well go visit them. Like, because
know,
he was leaving that same night.
Yeah.
Like, get it together, priest. Sicilian travel agents. Not very good. Yeah. And so the lies come out to all of them, including the nun. They're not really nuns, and he's very confused. I don't know why he would be confused. They're
right.
Obviously not nuns.
Yeah, so clearly not nuns.
Right. And then so Sophia's like, just come with me. I'll explain to you, make you breakfast. Blanche is like, I'm going to go fuck this guy.
BRB, LOL.
Yeah. Was she on the phone with him? Earlier,
no, she just felt it in the air.
Yeah. She said she was going to go. She Yes, earlier, I think.
Yeah,
she does that line
so she's
about
like,
the flying nun.
Oh, he must be hard by now. Okay, I gave him 5 minutes.
Yeah,
she's going
to get some eggs Benedict.
Some over sleazy eggs.
Yeah.
What else can we do? I think that's it. That's all the
fried hard.
Fried hard. Ooh. And I think, yeah, that covers all the egg sexual jokes. There's no more yolks, guys. sorry.
This joke is getting a bit runny.
Yes! Oh man. Okay. So then she takes off, and then that's when that weird emotional energy happens of Stan and Dorothy. They're by themselves, and then Stan is like, you know, I never meant those things, because I don't know what. Yeah, the room kind of clears.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he's just kind of like, I was just joking about all that nice shit I said.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like I really, you know, I realized that I was banging someone younger.
So popular.
Oh, Twitter. It's a Twitter. Okay, stop it.
Are they liking all your tweets?
It's Nikki Escudero.
Shout out
from Australia. She just moved to Australia.
Oh man,
I know.
Cool.
Did you know her?
No, but I love Australia.
You love Australia.
A lot of love for that.
Good choice, Nikki.
Good choice, Nikki. True. Okay, so then. Yeah, so then he's like, so then Dorothy's like, yeah, I didn't think we weren't gonna get together, and so because they can't, because if Uncle Angelo can't marry them, no one can, and so so then he leaves, and then it was like that weird music, the Gershwin was playing,
George Gershwin
was playing. I guess they started playing it in the kitchen. This is a good time for it.
And he's just like, let's make this moment extra hard.
Extra, yeah. and then
it just like freeze frames on her Dorothy. On the couch, just being like, what could have been? Look,
what could have happened?
Stirred up feelings.
Yeah. And Sophia's like, get it together. Gershwin's confused tons of people.
Yeah.
And then the show ends. Weirdly ends.
Yeah. It was a good episode, though. I mean, it was
good,
like,
episode.
It was pretty packed with jokes, I'd say.
Yeah, there were a lot of scenes.
There was like one of the lines I remember, it was like he comes in with like his toupee, yeah. And they're arguing back and forth. Stanley and was it Dorothy there?
Dorothy, yeah.
And he says, she hits him with a line, like a real good zinger, and then he's like, you know, if I had 2 cents, she'd be like, what, you get another toupee?
That's
like,
come great. On. That was really great.
It's like between the two of them. So good. So good.
All right. So I think we did it, guys.
Yay!
Huzzah! All right. Thank you so much, Jeff, for doing this.
Oh, my God. It was a delight.
Yay! and so as we do at the end, this comes out January 20th. And so is there any shows that you would like to promote, and where can people find you online?
I have an Instagram account.
Ooh.
Jeff Wiles. I have... what else do I got? I got Snapchat, I got Instagram, I got Facebook, I got the whole thing. But the show, Matt Storrs, his objection show. There's one on the 22nd, a Friday.
Ooh, I'm on that too.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, double plug.
Yay.
Go check it out. It should be a lot of fun.
That sounds fun.
What's your topic?
I don't remember.
Gershwin. Right. Ever heard about Gershwin?
I just know that the theme of the show is hope.
Oh, okay. I thought it was individually.
Yeah, there are 4 topics, and we're given 4 topics hope. For the show, and I haven't looked at them yet. I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't really started hope. Writing. Yeah.
Yep. I like hope because it's not the norm. It's usually like, New Year's. You know?
I got one. I'm doing pep rally on the 14th, and my topic is sharks.
It's like, wow. Nice.
Dude, I live in Arizona. What the fuck do I know about sharks? You know what I mean?
But now you're in the Northeast.
It's true.
You can watch like a lot of Shark Tank and then just...
Oh my God,
make
Shark
fun
Tank.
Of Shark Tank.
There we go.
There you go. Yay.
I'm going to write that down, actually. That's a good idea.
And then it was Genevieve.
All right. Well, you can find me at Genevieve Rice on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I'm on the Storrs Objection on the 22nd. And I think there's more, but I'm forgetting them all. So.
Yay. And I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Facebook and Instagram. And I will also... We're just plugging Matt Storrs shows today because I'm doing January 21st pep rally. And it is taco. So I have a lot of feelings about taco. And I am excited about talking about tacos.
As you should be.
As I should be. And also, I'll be at The Rock January 25th with Amanda Golub, who is a very funny comedian from Louisiana, from New Orleans. I'm so excited. From Baton Rouge, really. And I'm excited to be on the show with her. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym. At TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook.com/ Thank You For Being A Podcast, on Stitcher, iTunes, or any platform you used to listen to us today. If you used iTunes, stop by, give us a review. And if you're following along, the next episode is actually two episodes. It's season 3, 18 and 19. Together, and it is titled Golden Moments Part 1, Part 2. Yeah, yeah. Recap. Sorry about that. All right. And, have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff the chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Take the chicken down to Mississippi.